that right there is the Samantha Holly that was, you know, on this journey and becoming very aware-ish, if you will, of some of the things going on in my life that I was not happy with, I was not satisfied with, and I was really wanting to change. So that woman there is kind of stuck in this unfocused mind of obsessive thinking, not really feeling in my body. I was nervous and tense all the time, and, you know, a lot of negative thinking, a lot of procrastination, and a lot of low self-esteem. That's mm-hmm. what that woman is on the top. And the picture on the bottom, I'm in New York City. I'm standing there with my friend Shay. We're kind of playing around with some poses that we do when we're on stage in our bodybuilding competitions. And that woman right there is 1 year committed to spiritual growth, financial growth, shadow work, looking myself in the eyes. And one of the most beautiful things about the bottom picture was that stuff started really happening for me when I joined the Money Anatomy program with you, Deborah. We met in Boulder, Colorado at a Kundalini weekend with Gurmukh, doing what we both love to do. And we attracted each other in, ended up sitting right next to each other in our second day of the workshop and just being goddesses together and really vibing. And it was from there that our relationship really started to grow. And mm-hmm. that's when I made the commitment to myself that I was worth this investment in myself. I was worth diving into what I wanted. You know, I'm worth it. I'm worth it. And I was ready to make that commitment to myself. And I was saying it, but I didn't necessarily believe it at that time. Because like I said, that was that woman that had this negative, you know, just a lot of obsessive negative stuff going on in my mind. It was a lot of mm-hmm. crazy monkey mind.
Yeah.
So, moving in, you know, we started working together. I went out to the Sister Mindset Mastery Weekend and met so many amazing women and got so inspired and loved everything about it. It really put me in a place where I held my power. The pivotal moment was in that workshop. And I know you have your next one coming up, and I just absolutely am so excited. Anybody that's listening, if you get the opportunity to go, do it. Listen to me and do it. Because it was that amazing for me, standing in front of a crowd of women with my hands on my hips, owning what I am. I am a enlightened shaman energy worker here to help other women. Like, that's what I owned it. That quantumly flipped everything for me. I am an empowered, enlightened shaman goddess, and I'm here to help other women and embrace that and nurture it and grow it and become it. That's what I'm here to do. And every time I say it, I get truth bumps all over my body, and I want that for every woman I touch. I want them to feel 100% confident. And I love that it didn't take me. It's still taking me time to get here. You know, mm-hmm. it's still a process that we work on every single day, something I have to commit to every single day. But, you know, I started really doing the shadow work, and what started stirring up that was owning what my worth was. So realizing that I'm a high-value woman was really like the big takeaway from that. So it started shifting everything in my life, the relationships I was having, my business relationships, how I was not committing to my true dream of like actually being a coach and having a healing business and a program that people can follow, how I had these ideas that I was gifted with, but I was doing nothing with them because I – procrastinated because I didn't have a confidence. I wasn't owning myself. So I started doing the tapping, and I did the shadow work, and we worked together and did some soul retrieval work and really talked about different ways to kind of open up more funnels of income for myself and got more clear. Creator Goddess has got my back the whole entire time, and the more I lean into that, the more confirmation I get. And the more support that comes through. And it is just absolutely amazing when you start to lean into yourself, how much you realize that you're co-creating with a source so much bigger than you can even imagine, and it wants you to win. Yeah. So now, you know, if you look at these pictures and this woman standing on a stage that got energy and self-confidence, and I'm grounded, and I'm decisive, and I'm happy, and I'm clear-headed, and I sleep better, and I'm taking better care of my body, my hygiene. I'm connected to my higher self. I feel energy even stronger than I did before because I'm this clean vessel that it really started from just a commitment to tackling what I did not like when I saw in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mind, body, spirit.
Mm-hmm. It takes so much courage to do that. So much
it's
easier
scary.
To blame. Right? Would you say
doable.
It's scary?
It's scary, but that's I've grown to love that part. That part is when I know I'm supposed to do it. When I'm feeling my nerves get a little shaky, and we say it in Kundalini a lot, when you're shaking, that's your nervous system getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Get stronger.
Yeah.
Strengthen the nerve. Strengthen your nerve. Strengthen your nerve to love yourself more. Strengthen your nerve to live the life you want to live.
Thank you so much for being such a beautiful model of transformation in
Thank
every
you.
Cell of your being. I have similar questions to you that I've asked other women. Number one, why me? How come you chose to work with me?
Well, what you do, Deborah, is created a magnetism in you that draws in the type of women that you are looking to help. And I was that woman. And it was a sheer connection that I, an instinct and an intuition that I followed. And I was absolutely 100% so satisfied and so grateful and so grateful to myself for following that. So I chose you because I knew looking at you that you had what I wanted and you embraced that goddess power that I needed to tap into to become the woman I'm meant to be. So if you are conscious that you are not comfortable in the space you're in, follow that. Follow that. Get in that hole and go. Follow it as deep as it goes because that is your life's best. That's your saving grace right there is your conscious knowing that you have this ability, you're an entrepreneur, you can do this, like just that little mustard seed of knowing will take you into this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rose. If you just keep picking at, just keep digging into it. Keep digging into these things that you love. Keep digging into the things you don't like. Keep looking at them until you are 100% satisfied with where you're at with that part of you. Don't stop. No matter
I
what,
love it.
Make that
I love it.
Commit mm-hmm. to yourself. Commit to the feminine. Commit to yourself. Commit to your heart. Commit to your energy. Commit to you.